So, at the age of 53, why does a guy with a degree in microbiology and 25 years production management experience want to become a tour guide? The short answer is because it's the best job in the world. But that would make this a very short story. I guess most people like to show off a bit, and I'm no exception. As a tour guide, I get to show off all the time, and it creates a positive environment for my guests. I'm showing off my country, I'm showing off its history and its culture, and I'm showing off its fantastic scenery. I do these tours on a regular basis, but I still get a thrill at the fantastic views from the rest and be thankful. Or watching people's awe as we get our first glimpse of Ben Lomond. It's amazing when young kids ask questions and show interest in our history, which has been so prominently showcased in TV and film lately, with the likes of Braveheart and The Outlaw King. So as my job, I get to join with people I've never met, and we get to share some fantastic experiences while learning a little bit more about each other's culture. I have a great interest in travel myself, and I find that travellers love to explore and discover new experiences, but they also like to show off a wee bit about their own country and its culture and history. By the end of the tour, we're all a bit wiser, and we've created a good friendship. Now, I'm going to the same places on a regular basis, but to be honest, no two trips are ever the same. Firstly, there's the weather. Scotland looks so different on a gloomy, cloudy day than on a bright, sunny day, but I wouldn't really say that one is better than the other. The sun always makes the day feel fresher and it's a lot more pleasant to walk in, but the cloud coming in from the hills in Glencoe, that gives you the feeling of the history and the tough environment our ancestors had to endure with, without the luxury of a tour bus and a nice smooth road to drive along, travelling through deep, marshy, boggy lands and walking for miles. It sets the scene to the narrative. And then there's the guests, a little representation of the rest of the world, coming to meet me, coming to see my country, coming to join me in a trip. And we get to see and do something different every time because they get to choose, the guests are getting to choose what they want to do, and every guest chooses something different. I just love it, it's a fantastic experience. My production manager's job was a challenge at times, but pretty much any day, if somebody said to me, "What's happening?" the stock answer was, "Ah, same old," or words to that effect. Now, every day, I've got a different trip, I've got different people, I've got a different experience coming from different places, and we have different conversations. And that is something that really, it's so hard to express how fantastic that is. So I guess the question really should be, why did it take so long for this 53-year-old to realise that being a tour guide is simply the best job in the world? But that's a question for another day. Anyway, I look forward to meeting you soon and getting to show off a bit more. Bye now.